Social Security. Love Talk Radio.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts are South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, Daniel Lubbers of the Serenity Group, and Patrick Corona of Get Fit America. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the EnderRooms.com co-founders RC and Kenny P., and many others in the field of addiction and holistic lifestyles, like Dr. Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. The show provides an interactive means of involving listeners from around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and podcasts on Twitter. The online magazine, radio show, and website provide the latest and best information to readers and listeners. If you have any questions, call today, toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. And now, today's show.
Right. Welcome to the show, and it's Sunday night, and it's all about recovery. We want to thank our listeners that are listening here locally on WNN 1470 AM, and we also want to thank our listeners on Blog Talk Radio and also our listeners on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. And, of course, we're in studio tonight. My name is John Hollis. I'm the host, and we also have the co-host, Daniel Lubbers.
And great to be here, John. Thanks.
They made a little bit of boo-boo on that recording. Mr. Lubbers.
I can handle it today.
You can handle that, baby. It's Mr. Lubbers, and Mr. Lubbers is in studio with us, and we're having a good time tonight. It's a beautiful night, and, of course, we want to give a shout-out to our friends out there that are listening. We have them listening in New York. We got them listening in Texas. We got them listening in Oklahoma. We have them listening up in Minnesota tonight. We have some out of New Jersey. These are the ones that I'm aware of that have contacted us over the last couple of days. And we want to also say hello to Kathy and Steve, who are rolling around right now trying to look for teeth rental.
And a special shout-out to my friend Billy O., who's out on a 12-step call tonight.
Oh, okay.
Let's go, Bill.
Success.
That's it.
See what the sponsor?
Of course.
I know his sponsor.
We don't do it alone, do we, John?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
That's another
you
show.
Haircut. You end up with a bad haircut.
Or a piercing
that.
On your ear.
Well, listen, you know, we're glad that we're here tonight. We got a great show lined up. It is Sunday night, and it's all about recovery. And, of course, we got John Dibin from the Hanley Center. John Dibin's professional experience as a mental health and addiction counselor, program supervisor and chaplain, brings a rich therapeutic and special focus to his position as the clinical director of Handley Center, and we're looking forward to having him on. He is a regular guest of ours, and he is the bomb. Let me tell you, when you hear John simplistically put down in front of you the spiritual kit that we can use on a daily basis, he makes it real simple. So we're looking forward to John being here. It's, as always, it's a beautiful thing. We have Chris D. in from the First Step Sober House. He's going to be here momentarily. Chris is somewhere on Federal Highway picking up coffee at this time.
Great.
Yes.
You get my order.
Yeah. Also, we have John Henry Parrish. Now, let me tell you about John Henry Parrish. He goes by John Henry, and John Henry is going to be with us. He's going to be discussing recovery, music, and events. And the events that are going on in South Florida, like the one that's coming up here real quickly, next weekend, Rally for Recovery, which is made possible, by the way, by In the Rooms and InTheRooms.com. His years of recovery and fellowship have inspired many over 20-plus years. And he's going to be with us tonight, and John Henry's going to share his experience, strength, and hope with us. But most importantly, John Henry is the definition of we are not a glum lot. John makes it available for people to have fun. And he makes it available for people to be able to get out there and get interactive with life on life's terms and go to concerts and do things, and he's a concert promoter. And John owns Mother Henry Productions, and he deals with a lot of different productions of shows. He's worked side-by-side with the gentleman setting up a concert down in the, down in the park. And that brings us to another point. I want to explain to you that this coming Saturday, we have live from the Rally for Recovery. Myself, Mr. Lubers, and the rest of the merry bunch of gang here, Andrew, I think Andrew's going to be on the board up here next week. Yeah, man, he just gave you the peace sign. Andrew's going to be on the board next week. And we're going to have Saturday on, of course, the 12th from 1 to 6 p.m. We will be streaming live and broadcasting live from Rally for Recovery. You can listen to us on the radio at 1470 AM, WNN, and you can also listen on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also listen to us on BlogTalkRadio.com. So you can listen to us in three different areas, and you can listen from all over the country, and, of course, you can listen here locally on WNN 1470. Of course, this is all put together from Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, InTheRooms.com, and, of course, 1470 AM radio, and we are grateful for the folks here at the radio station for making this possible for us. You can right now, if you choose to, if you have not yet, you can go to rallyforrecovery.org and sign up today. It's $9, and I'm going to tell you what your $9 gets you. It gets you a trip on a 5K walk. It gets you into the event that starts at 8:30, and then it gets you into the concert that starts at around 1:30.
Yeah.
And you're, through the day, they're going to have all kinds of different concerts going on, but the major concert is some people you might know. Let me just give you a couple of names. One of them is Richie Supa, formerly of Aerosmith, with special guests. So whatever that might mean. What do you think that means?
I think it means good things.
I think it means special guests. Formerly of Aerosmith with special guests. Then, of course, you have Eric Burdon. He's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Eric Burdon. You know, listen, House of the Rising Sun was just the beginning of what that man did. And he's had 40-plus years of solid rock and roll, and it has helped develop talent across the world. And he was the person that founded and found Jimi Hendrix. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, pretty incredible. And he was the one that actually helped Jimi Hendrix in early career promote. So it's pretty amazing history that this man has. And he's going to be there with the Animals, and they're going to be on stage live. And, of course, Richie Supa is going to be on stage live. And we're looking forward to a fun in the sun in South Florida. Rally for Recovery is to show your support about our recovery on a daily basis, that we are not a glum lot, but guess what? We are members of society today, and we hold positions in society that most people 30 or 40 years ago that were addicts and alcoholics didn't hold. They are today looking at addicts and alcoholics in a totally different way because the bottoms have been raised up since 50, 60 years ago. They were looking at low bottom cases only 60, 70 years ago.
All this for $9, huh?
All that for $9.
And you forgot to mention the T-shirt.
Wait a minute. Well, no T-shirt with that. No T-shirt.
Only for the walkers?
It's only for walkers, I think. I'm not sure. We've got to find that out. But you know something? Kenny P and RT are going to be in here on Thursday.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a T-shirt that comes. But, you know, you never know. I think you do get a T-shirt.
You know I am after that T-shirt.
Yeah, well,
I have been from day one.
You and... You know, it's funny because Chris D and you have been like after the T-shirt. I'm like, I know Chris.
It's
Chris
a director thing, John. It's a director thing.
Well, hey, listen, I'm glad that we're here tonight. I'm glad that we are, of course, live on the air with you another night, that we can carry a message of hope. John Dibben's going to help us do that right after we get back from this break. We'll be back.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Samplin Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, sounds good to me. Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. And you know something, I wanted to, of course, tell everybody that John Vine is on hold right now. But, John, we're going to ask you to hold for a second. I got to take a call on line 4 from Montreal. Hold on 1 second. Franz, how you doing tonight?
Hi, John, and hi, Dan, and I would not forget Andrew. So my special regards to your guest on the show tonight, John Diven. I don't think that went out as well.
Absolutely. You can...
the Henley Center, and also I think at the second hour we'll have John Henry Parrish of Mother Henry Professions.
Absolutely. And we have Chris. We have got Chris sitting in the room, as usual. Chris is always with us.
How you doing?
He's dead, and I was actually studying your oldest as well, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, on Sundays, it is obviously the magazine, and we are having fun.
And you know something, Franz? I want to find out, what's the weather like in Montreal?
Yeah.
I have to wear a jacket, and believe it or not, way different from what we have right now in Boca. It is down to 55, and I want to put it down.
No, thank you.
Another minus 5.
Hold on 1 second. I just need to kick off my flip-flops.
Yeah. We spent the day on the boat.
Chris was on the boat today. I'm kicking my flip-flops off, and Danny, I think, was running through a store with his kids.
Yeah, I was at the beach all day. I was at the beach all day, Franz. You'd be proud of me.
So when are you coming home?
I'll be back next week, as a matter of fact. I'll be back to produce the next show.
I'm sure. Well, listen, Andrew has been doing a great job, and, of course, we can't wait to have you back. We miss you on Sunday night, and Franz is a big supporter of the show, and we always look forward to hearing from you, Franz, when you're out of town, and we're going to look forward to having you back at the helm.
Sounds great. And I'm
pushing that clap button.
Go for it.
All right? Give me a little applause in there for Franz, will you? Yeah,
of course.
There you go. Franz, we love you, brother. We'll see you when you get back. All right. Take care. Franz is a bomb, isn't he?
He's the greatest.
He's a great guy. Well, listen, we got John Diben, and John Diben's from Handley Center. And I'm sure, you know, John has a pretty good sense of humor himself. He's a pretty good guy. And John is, of course, the counselor and program supervisor and chaplain, and brings a whole bunch of rich therapeutic and spiritual focus on his position there, which is clinical director of Handley Center, and we're going to get him on the line right now. How you doing tonight, John?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
So far, so good. I wanted to, of course, wish you a safe, happy holiday weekend.
You too.
And what's it been doing all weekend?
You know, this week I actually moved.
Wow.
So, my kids and I moved. I appreciate your comment about sense of humor. I like to tell people, no matter what my 12-year-old daughter will tell you, I am hilarious.
Yeah, they have no sense of humor at that age. I got an 11-year-old. Yeah. Dad's a glum lot, let me tell you. So, you know, whenever we have you on the show, we tend to, of course, go in the direction of talking about spiritual growth and spirituality. And I love that. And I love the fact that when you bring to the equation for our listeners, and some of them being new in recovery, they need to hear that message, because in my case, when I walked through the door, I hated God and everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
I had a resentment that was deep-seated, and I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know what to, you know. And when people talked about God, I got this twist in my gut. And I would run the other way, or I would be so angry that I just couldn't hear the message. I wasn't open-minded to the message. What can a person do when they're in that position?
You know, there's a couple things. I mean, one of the things we talk a lot about is about finding others who have what you want and relying on them. You know, yes, what this week has been about, if I had to say anything, this week has been about constant reminders that no matter how rotten that things seemed, you know, it seems like one thing can go wrong after the other, the constant reminder is that, you know, when I find myself in a position where it feels like everything's going wrong, it feels like everything's frustrating and I'm totally hopeless, I have this whole reserve where I've been in hopeless, dark situations before and I've come through them. So I can kind of go back and call on that reserve and go, you know what, I've been in bad positions before, I've been hurting before, and I've come out of it, so I know that I'll come out of this. But a lot of times people don't have that. They don't have that reserve. All they have is just a lifetime of just one dark experience after the other. And when that happens, people get bitter and they get, you know, hopeless. And if you find yourself in that place, where you say, you know what, I don't have a lot of hope, and I don't have this great reserve of times where I've come out of it. And we talk about this all the time. The key is, number one, find people who've walked through it before. Find people who've gone there. You know, and if the idea of God is something that just you're banging your head against a wall with, well, you know what, hold off on that. It's okay. You don't have to figure out the whole big picture. What I would say for those who find themselves going, I just can't stand it, find someone who's been there before and gotten through it.
So like a sponsor or somebody like that.
You bet. You bet.
And when you look at the big picture of people that come in and they've been traumatized in one way or another, if they have bad experiences for, you know, with God, and what I came to find out for me, you know, too, you know, set the record straight that the only one that was misinformed on God was me, because really God was, you know, an all powerful God. That, you know, here's the thing that I thought it was more about religious aspect than I was thinking that it was a spiritual aspect. And it wasn't until I went through a spiritual process that I started to really understand what the spiritual experience was about, not a religious experience.
And, you know, the phrase spiritual awakening is when we see in the steps and when we hear in recovery all the time. I spend a lot of time in groups and in individual work asking people, I spend a lot of time in groups especially asking people, what does that mean to you? And essentially, you know, initially when people see that, especially if they have a really strong religious dogmatic background, you know, you hear the word spiritual awakening, and people will say, well, that means, you know, I've gone back to church. Or that means I've figured God out. And you know, somebody said to me the other day, said, you know, spiritual awakening for me was I was sitting in the chapel here, at there were inpatient family, and he said, I heard a train early in the morning, and I remembered the sound of a train in Louisiana when I was there several years ago with my wife and my kids, and at the time I was in the midst of my addiction, and I didn't appreciate any of it, but sitting there in that chapel, all of a sudden I heard this train whistle, and I remembered the beauty of being there, the beauty of the sunset, the beauty of the people and such, and that was a picture of spiritual awakening. When I was in active addiction, when I was numbing myself, I didn't see beauty around me. When I began to get into recovery, I could see beauty. I could experience love. I was waking up to life. And my encouragement to people is, you don't have to figure the God thing out. It's okay. But can you notice something today that you would have missed yesterday? Can you appreciate something today that you would have missed yesterday? That is the beginning of spiritual awakening.
And John, I'm glad that you know, you show that end of it. You show that, you know, we can go out to the beach and look at the sun rise, and we can look to the west and see the sunset, and we can get beauty out of that. We can know that God's fingerprints are all over it.
Yep.
Well, you know, I got a question that, you know, and again, this is in my own life, and I bring a lot of my questions, of course, from my own situations. You know, when I am in a situation spiritually where I am not on the beam and I have to make that formal amends to somebody, or I have to go to somebody and say, hey, you know something, I was wrong, you know, and I have to spit that out of my mouth, and you go through that process of maybe 3 or 4 or 5 days that you're arguing with yourself. It's all their fault. It was my fault anyway. I don't need it. And then finally you realize that it's about changing my end of the street and cleaning up my side of the street, and I need to go make this amends. And then you finally go and make the amends, and you feel better for it. But it's that time period that you struggle with self-will. What can you do with something like that? I mean, what's that process all about?
You know, to me, it's actually about putting it into context and really getting a good picture of it. I talk about, because what you're talking about, you know, the opposite of making amends and the opposite of of admitting where I'm wrong, the opposite of those things, the opposite of forgiveness, the opposite of it's resentment. And I think of it like this. Resentment is like being the ultimate sucker at Disney World. And I think we talked about this once before. You know, at Disney World, you get on a ride, you go on the ride, and before you can leave the ride, you have to walk out through the gift shop. Well, if you're a really great big sucker, you know, which I can be a big sucker. I have two young kids. You know, the kids are going to be in there. They're going to say, "Dad, I need this," and "Dad, I need that." And some of us, you know, as tourists, will be, "Boy, I really need this Tinkerbell lunchbox, and I need this water bottle for Peter Pan, and I need this," and it's kind of like this sense that I need this. But the reality is, the more I think I need, the more I'm going to carry, and as I carry things and go on through the day, I'm going to get heavier and heavier and heavier. I remember going on a trip to the beach once, and I remember this friend that wanted to go with us. I remember she packed, like, I'm telling you, it was like she was packing for a four-month trip to Zimbabwe.
I just came back with my wife from Wildwood, and we packed that way. I understand completely.
Exactly. Well, what is it? It's this idea that I'm going to need this, I need that. And the truth is that it bogs us down and it saps us of our energy. Well, those days that we're going back and forth, essentially what it is this belief that I need this resentment. I need this because this either gives me justification for being angry or it, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, I need to hold on to this so I can go back and use. If you're in active addiction or even close to it, that brain is going to tell you that. But it's this false belief that I need things. So when I get in those 3 or 4 or 5 days, I have to step back and I have to say, how much energy is being exerted into carrying this load, this burden? Because every wrong that I have done to someone that I don't make amends for, every wrong that's been done to me that I hold resentment for, it's weighing me down. So the question is just this. Is it worth the wait? You know what? Some things sometimes are worth it. For me, you know, resentment is my drug of choice. For me, most of the time, it's not worth it. So I have to actually step back and I have to make a picture of it, you know, in my mind, like a backpack or like something I'm carrying. Is it worth the burden? If it's not worth the wait, then whether I'm right or wrong doesn't matter. I need to let it go.
So it's the resentment aspect, when they talk about it early on, that self-centeredness and selfishness is the root of our cause. And that we, of course, have 100 forms of fear and self-delusion, and then we move right into the number one offender is what? Resentment.
That's right.
So, go ahead.
That fear is what it's all based on. If I let it go, what's going to happen if I let it go?
Well, so it's almost like, you know, listen, when I conform my will to God's will, you know what used to bother me about that? It used to bother me that if I conform my will to God's will, how about if it wasn't what I wanted?
That's right.
You know?
And I don't think there's anyone who wouldn't raise their hand to that one.
You know? And it kept me sick for a long time. I don't want to do that. It might be something I don't want. And then I ended up under a bridge, and I didn't want that. So go figure. How's that work? You know? Well, listen, John, we're so glad that you're with us. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back, and when we get you back on the line, we're going to keep you here for a little while.
All right, I'll be here.
Okay, John.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. We're going to be having one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida on September 12th in Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. InTheRooms.com is sponsoring a 5K walk, festival, and concert featuring Richie Supa, formerly of Aerosmith, along with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend Eric Burdon and the Animals. The day begins at 8:30 a.m. with the walk and wraps up in the afternoon with some incredible music. Join us for a fun-filled celebration of recovery, Saturday, September 12th, the Rally for Recovery. For information, go online to rallyforrecovery.org. That's rallyforrecovery.org. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.novolife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network, also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, it is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, it's Sunday night, all about recovery. We're on with John Biden from the Hanley Center. John, how you doing tonight? John, you there? Hello? I think we lost John. I don't know if we have lost him or what the deal is, but you know something, welcome to live radio. That's how it works, man. So let me ask you a question, Chris. What did you think so far of what he was talking about?
Well, he definitely is a very spiritual person, and I was taking some notes down here, especially when he talked about the morning train. I hated the morning birds. They would start chirping, and I knew the world was waking up, but I hadn't even gone to bed yet.
Yeah.
You know, and I just
for days.
Yeah, for days. And the sun was starting to beam through the closed blinds, you know. And most importantly, though, he was talking about his relationship with God, and I thought that was powerful. And you had mentioned how you had to get to know him, and I flashed right into a sentence that was in one of our literatures of recovery, talking about taking step two, which is that knowledge of God, piecemeal. And it wasn't until I did the rest of the steps that I was reintroduced to him.
And John, are you hearing this conversation right now?
Just got back. Sorry, we got disconnected for a minute.
That's okay. That's okay. Matter of fact, you know, Chris was just talking, and he was talking about step two. And, you know, he had Chris, you explain to him what you were thinking when you were talking about the train, first of all.
I hated the sound of morning and wake up, you know, and the birds, especially the birds. We were talking about the birds chirping, the sun coming through the blinds, and the world's getting up to go about its business, and here we are still up for days and hating, you know, like vampires, hating the morning sunshine. And, you know, driving up here tonight, the moon is full tonight, and it was just coming up on the northeast horizon and through the clouds, and I'm sitting here looking at it. And I remembered I'm on the highway. Wait a minute, better watch what I'm doing. You know, so I caught all that, and I caught his fingerprints and how he treats us when we can see him. And I was listening to what you said before, and I remember in step two of my process recovery, which is that area where I had to realize that there was something greater or other than me. And you know, I always phrase myself as a recovering Catholic, and you know, it was either he was or he wasn't, and that's what I was taught. And if he wasn't for me, then I was damned. But you know, as I got sober and I started developing in my recovery, I wasn't totally convinced on the idea of God. And in one of my literatures, it talks about taking step two piecemeal, where I knew there was something, but I wasn't sure what it was. And it wasn't until I went through the process that I was reintroduced to his vision of me. And, you know, I got reacquainted with the God of my understanding. And, you know, I just like that phrase or that poem, the Footprints, I realized he'd always been alongside of me. But I chose to look the other way and pretend not to know he was there. And, you know, as a result of my horrible life, you see, this is, you know, your fault, guy. Or he would carry me through situation, and especially like when I was like what John says, on the rack because of crack.
Yeah.
You know, and he carried me through a horrible situation like that, and I would take that little Gidgens Bible that I'd get and put it in a box and thank you God, thanks for this. I'll take it from here. Let me go out and go about my business again, and I'll call you if I need you. And of course, he has a sense of humor. He would allow me to get into those situations again, and little by slowly I started to reach out for him yet again, you know.
And I'm sure you can relate to this, because of course you're in a position, John, where you deal with guys that are coming directly off the streets.
Yeah.
And you got to hear this every day.
Absolutely. And you know, it's probably one of the biggest jobs of a chaplain, one of the most important things that you know I do in my role as chaplain, is help people heal from the wounds, some of the wounds that they've got in religion. Now, I'm a man that I have a religious background, you know, good United Methodist and all that stuff, so I obviously am not against it, but the reality is that there's a lot of wounds that we get from the church, and a lot of, you know, ideas that make that concept of God real scary. You know, we see God as this this father there. So one of the most important things that I think we do for each other, and certainly that a chaplain or a spiritual professional can do, is help people move past and get healing from those wounds that they've got from religion. I mean, when you think about it, if there is, just about everybody has some image of what God is. And if God is real, then we are all wrong.
Thanks.
So one of the greatest things for me, because if there is a God, then no one human being can contain who he is. So one of the neatest things for me was I always grew up thinking that you had to, if you were going to really have a good relationship with God, if you were going to be able to really truly believe in a power greater than yourself that could restore you to sanity, I mean, even long before I had that terminology, I thought that you had to understand God. And so I read books, and I went to Bible school, and then eventually I went to seminary, and I got some theology, and all of that is good. But you know what taught me more about God than anything in the world is being a dad. You know, my son is 7 years old. Does my son understand me? Does he know how I think or what it's like to be a father or a chaplain or a clinician well, of course not. He cannot even begin to comprehend what I really, you know, the fullness of me. Because he doesn't have any frame of reference. Well, if you came up to my son and you said, hey, JP, we're going to ask you, and that's my son's name, obviously, we're going to ask you 50 questions about your dad. And you ask him questions about, what I think about dispensational eschatology or politics, or, you know, and he's not able to answer any of them. And you say, oh, JP, you know, you're clearly, you can't have a relationship with your dad because you don't have him figured out at all. So here's 50 books that you have to read, and we'll test you on them and see if you can be a good son. I'm going to smack you in the head and I say, get away from my kid. My son doesn't need to understand me. In fact, he can't understand me. He needs to experience me.
Mm-hmm.
My son is still young enough where he'll crawl up in my lap and put his arms around me and go, I love you, Daddy, and just be held. And one of the most beautiful things is the more, you know, when I can let go of this thing that I've got to figure out God, and I can just I think you were just hitting on it, you know, that piecemeal thing a lot of times is us trying to figure it out. And the reality is, when I come to a place of surrender that says, you know what, I have an image of God, it's incomplete, it's going to be wrong, that's okay. I don't have to have it figured out. All I have to do is experience.
Do you believe, John, that a lot of this is gained through faith, that every time that we go through something and we don't use, and every time we go through something and things work themselves out, even though they're not in our best, you know, what we think is our best interest, but they work out nonetheless. Every time we go through experiences like that and we gain faith, we start to understand, that God's love is always with us.
You bet. That's the key. The more I experience it, and the more I acknowledge the experience. You know, I was super frustrated today. I was moved this week with the house, and so I mean, everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And then my daughter had a friend over last night who got sick and made a mess, and then she had another friend over today who fell out of the tree. And everything has gone wrong in the past 48 hours. And by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I'm frustrated and I'm driving in a car and I'm talking to a friend of mine and she, you know, she's kind of trying to help me put things in perspective. But you know what? I wanted to be angry. I didn't want things put in perspective. And I was just miserable. And then we sat and we turned on the TV and there's the show and the home makeover show.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great show, and they're helping these kids, and these parents have three kids and two kids. kids are have all sorts of disabilities, and they, in the house that they were in, they couldn't even, you know, move around because of wheelchairs and this and that. And she turns and she looks at me and she says, well, it really kind of puts things in perspective. And I can say, you know what, it's been a hard, frustrating day, a couple days, but the reality is, you know, I have so much to be grateful for, and I can see over the past 5 years, if I'll stop focusing on the past 5 hours, I can look over the past 5 years and see the miracle of change in my own life from where I was to where I am. And so I can be filled with gratitude for knowing that God has brought me where I am, and there's no way that I could have ever seen it possible. So I think that that's the, you know, again, just like you said, having those experiences little by little by little by little, when you look over the long road, see that picture that, you know, you referenced with reference to footprints before. And, you know, I think that poem is one of those things that has become so popular and it's all over the place that it becomes cliche. But, man, I got to tell you, it's powerful.
I remember the first time I actually seen it and realized and recognized what it was and the feeling that comes behind it. Then, of course, you see it so many times after that, you don't really recapture that first moment you had with the, you know, the connection to it. But it's out there, you're right, it's out there, and I don't think a lot of people know that connection of, hey, listen, there are certain times in my life today that I know for a fact I just came through 2 weeks, 3 weeks of where God definitely was carrying me. You know what I mean? His strength was carrying me through everything that I was going through. It had nothing to do with me. Because if it was, I'd still be under the bridge smoking crack.
That's right.
You know, so, and I see that in everybody's life around me. You know, I know Danny Lubers goes through things. I know Chris definitely goes through things. We all go through things. But that we let that strength carry us through, and we let whatever's going to whatever outcome, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not happy with outcomes sometimes, John.
Absolutely. That's right.
You know, but I have to accept them. And I don't have to be happy accepting them. I just have to accept them and move on. And then I think happiness comes because, you know, eventually the wound isn't so bad. Does that make sense?
Or it heals better.
Yeah, it heals better, you know. Does that make sense to you?
It makes total sense. You know, the happiness is going to come and go, doesn't matter what you do. But peace is my real pursuit. And I think it's really what most people want. And it's not getting what I want all the time, but rather being in a state, having a state of being where, whether it's stormy or sunny, whether I'm happy or not, I can look you in the eye and say, I'm whole, I'm okay, I can stand, and I don't need to run out and find something to fix things.
Absolutely. I'm gonna bring it right down to one last thing I wanna talk about, and it says in our literature, and it's real important that, you know, people understand this, the ABCs, so to speak, and the one is that no human power could have relieved my addiction, and when it comes down to that. When you look at that and you understand that, like, you know, I have to find a power greater than myself, because it really says, I mean, in all aspects that, listen, we got to turn to God. So when it says it early on in our literature with a person that's new, how can you help somebody to understand that power that they're talking about? What can you say to somebody that would help them understand that no human power can relieve our addiction?
First thing is, you know, coming to understand that my human power can't really, and that only a person can come to themselves. And everybody's different. I think finding what it is that's the barrier. You know, if you're a person that comes from a place of agnosticism or even atheism that just says, I don't get the God thing at all, you know, start very, very basic. And what we were talking about before with, you know, encouraging just how can you wake up to life? How can you notice things that you haven't otherwise noticed. And those of us, though, that come from religious backgrounds that kind of turn us off, that say, no, I'm not going there. You know, one of the best and most important things for me is to recognize that I can let go of the things that I believe that are not good for me. So what I would say is find people who will give you permission and give yourself permission to let go of beliefs that are harmful to you. You know, my mentor, a man who was, interestingly enough, he was a Maronite Catholic priest, which is a long story, but for me to be mentored by a Catholic Monsignor, having never been Catholic myself, got a lot of long stories for that one. But, you know, we were walking and talking one day, and I said, Monsignor, yesterday I was praying last night, and I was praying that God will keep me humble. And I said, God, give me humility, but please, if you could do it without humiliating me, that would be great. I was taught to believe you better watch out what you pray for, because God will get you if you say the wrong thing, you know. So, you know, really, a lot of people listening to you now.
You hear me laughing is identification. That's
careful what you pray for. And he stopped. He stopped walking, and he stopped me, put his hand on my shoulder, turned me around, and he said, John, I don't understand what you just said. I said, what do you mean? He said, John, are you a father? I said, well, yes, my senior, you know I am. He said, would you ever intentionally humiliate your children? I said, God, of course not. Do you believe that you're a better father than God? And you know, it was him challenging that belief. And, you know, it's a belief that I had. It was just part of my culture growing up. The religious culture was, you know, that was just kind of a cute southern thing to say. And I really believed that I had to watch what I prayed because God was just waiting for me to make a mistake. And having someone there to challenge that and say, really? Does that really make sense? It was very healing for me. So what I would say, if you're really struggling with that, first of all, if you don't come from a religious background or it's something that you've not, you know, that's been part of, give yourself opportunities to wake up to life. Notice something today. Pay attention. Choose to find beauty where you did not otherwise. That will lead you in the right direction. But if you come from a background where you have maybe an image of God that somehow makes you frightened to approach God, talk about the things that you believe. Talk about your fears. Talk about them openly. And let the light in, because others might be able to help by challenging some of those, and you might find freedom just yet.
It's beautiful. John, as always, it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you on our show. We want you to hold on for a minute while we go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. On September 12th, InTheRooms.com and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be broadcasting live from the Rally for Recovery at Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. If you didn't know, September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. And we're going to have one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida. Tune in to AM 1470 or listen to the live stream on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com starting at 1 p.m. on September 12th. The show goes until 5 p.m. A tax-free donation for the walk-in concert is only $9. Proceeds for the event will fund drug and alcohol education and awareness. Registration available at rallyforrecovery.org. Sign up now. Go online to rallyforrecovery.org.
I was raised to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com. Or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, and of course, this is the Holistic Health, our Holistic Lifestyles radio show, and of course, we're back on the air, and of course, if you are looking for the issue of Holistic Health magazine, Keith is at print right now, and it will be at the Rally for Recovery, and there's a big old article in there on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we're looking forward to that being out so people can find out about it, and of course, what we're doing here on the show. And, of course, we're on the phone with John Diben. And, John, as always, you bring an essence of, a simplistic spiritual approach to this radio show for a bunch of complicated dudes that are sitting here, that's for sure.
It's my honor to be here, John, always.
And you know something, we, Danny's here, and you had met Danny. And,
yeah.
You know, Danny had said when we left after meeting you, he said, you know, what a really nice guy. I said, yeah, not like the people we usually hang out with, Dan.
Yeah, John, I believe I asked for that. I was so impressed, first of all. Great facility. You're a stand-up straight shooter. I like that. You seemed really, really mellow. The thing I was really taken back by was that thing you had of your family. It was like family first. I walked into your office, and there was this beautiful, it looked like a calendar, and you corrected me. It wasn't a calendar, and I still want to get that information from you because that was most impressive, and it told me a lot about you, and I like that.
You know, it was excellent because I got to tell you what it is. It's a portfolio book is what it is, right? And it basically just goes through and shows the family portraits all the way through, and, you know, it was a really, really, really nicely done. And if you know magazine work, it's really, really nice.
And we didn't forget about the extension your son had on that kick he was throwing towards you. <there. laughs>
So, John, in the end, when, you know, we end our show, we always want to thank our guests, but most importantly, we want to, of course, let you know that we have you now scheduled for once every 2 weeks. It's going to be formally up on the marquee at holisticlifestyleradio.com. And if you click on, of course, radio, you're going to be able to see everybody that's coming on, and you're going to be scheduled out 2 weeks from now. And it's going to be on a Tuesday, and you're going to be the same week as Dr. Clemens from Hippocrates. So you guys,
great.
Yeah, it'll be a good thing. We'll get the holistic approach and get the spiritual approach all in 1 week. That's a beautiful thing. So what's your plans for the week? Are you looking forward to anything good? Because it sounds like you just came through hell.
You know what? One of the great things, my kids are the best in the world, but one of my favorite things about them is they both love steak.
Mm.
So I've got one of the good things about moving is I bought a grill.
Nice.
So I'm going to grill some steaks tomorrow night.
Are you in a house now? Is that you moved into a house? Okay.
Yeah.
And prior to that, you were in a...
apartment.
An apartment, okay. So they didn't like you, you know, on the terrace with the barbecue burden, huh?
Yeah, they didn't. They don't look very...
frowning on that. Well, listen, you enjoy... You got a pool there?
No, not here, but that's okay. With all this rain, who needs one?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, listen, if you had a pool, we were all coming over. At one point, it would have been a breath for me.
Yeah.
So, listen, it's a pleasure, John. We will look forward to having you back in 2 weeks. And, of course, we're going to have a nice hour together. And me and John are going to sit down in the meantime and format something to put together for callers to call in and ask questions. It's going to be a very good show. And we're looking forward to it. John, thank you again for being on the show. God bless you and your family. Enjoy your new home. Be safe, and don't let anybody puke in your living room tonight.
Same to you.
Thanks, John. Have a good night.
Good night.
What a great guy, huh?
Yeah, he was, like I said, from, you know, the first impression of him, just a real laid-back, sincere, straight shooter. Great, wonderful aura about him. He really is.
And it's funny because, you know, it's like the other end of the spectrum came walking through his door that day. Me and Luber have come walking into his office.
Here
and,
we
know,
come.
Yeah, you know, come rolling through the door. And it's just the total end of the spectrum.
In that incredible buffet they had out, they told us to help ourselves, and John and I stood. We looked, and we said, on the way out.
I'm like, they don't want to see me eat, man.
No.
It'll be like pits and stuff, like, flying everywhere, you know, sucking on grapes.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I need to take out my bottoms so I can eat. Well, listen, I want to, you know, I keep getting this text. Let me see who this is from. All right, let me hold on a minute. Shout out. I can't even say the word. I guess Kathy and Steve didn't hear the first shout out. So, hey, Kathy and Steve. Hey, listen, we were just talking about bottom teeth, and I hope Kathy is doing well after her surgery. Or was it the uppers? But Kathy just had some surgery done, and we want to give her a big shout-out that she feels better. And you know something? I got a lot of respect for Kathy because she, you know, didn't use it as a pivoting point for making decisions to eat painkillers. And she's doing the right thing, and I love that. We got to go to a station break and, of course, our top-of-the-hour commercials. And we'll be back right after this message.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. And the odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile Virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
9 million Americans are eligible for the Obama plan. Are you? Are you facing foreclosure, behind in your payments? Has your financial condition dramatically changed, like almost everyone else's? Call Home Loan Defense right now to find out what your options are. President Obama and Congress has given unprecedented billions to U.S. banks. No matter what your situation is, the lawyers at Home Loan Defense may be able to help you modify your loan, reduce your monthly payment, and even reduce the amount of your mortgage. Lenders don't want your home back, and you need to know your rights under the law. Home Loan Defense provides affordable legal services exclusively in loan modification and foreclosure. Call Home Loan Defense right now at 1-800-747-5774. That's 1-800-747-5774. That's 1-800-747-5774. Home Loan Defense. The Law Office of Brian Cordy.
Non-lawyer spokesperson.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts are South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, Daniel Lubbers of the Serenity Group, and Patrick Corona of Get Fit America. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the EnderRooms.com co-founders RC and Kenny P, and many others in the field of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Dr. Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. The show provides an interactive means of involving listeners from around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and podcasts on Twitter. The online magazine, radio show, and website provide the latest and best information to readers and listeners. If you have any questions, call today, toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. And now, today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, and of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course, you can be listening right now on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. You can also be listening on holisticlifestylesradio.com, and of course, if you're listening on the streamlines right now, you're listening from all over the place, and we want to welcome everybody. If you're listening locally on WNN 1470 AM, we want to welcome you also. Of course, this is all about recovery, and it's a Sunday night. We are not a glum lot. It's been kind of like wild up here tonight. It's been a fun night. Kind of left over from Judge Gillespie last week, or Pollock, I'm sorry. And she was it was a leftover for that. Chris just gave me the shot, like, no, wrong person.
You don't want Judge Gillespie.
Yeah, you don't want Gillespie.
Packing toothbrush.
Packing toothbrush. Yeah, Judge Pollock was great. She was on last week, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that before we go to a break, because Ira called me. Ira still called me, and he said that the Broward County Sheriff's Department has freed up $1 million to the project and are looking for the commissioners to do the same, so it looks like they're going to have $2 million to be able to fund the program. More will be revealed, so lots of good things are happening with that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I know that this Thursday evening and also the following week or 2 weeks, they go in front of the commission to do their... whatever they're going to do. which is the people will speak, our voices will be heard. And hopefully it will raise some eyebrows and also get everyone's hearts as well as their heads in the right direction.
Now, we can go to these, of course?
Absolutely.
Okay, where is it going to be?
I would like to be able to give you the actual dates, but I can tell you that this Thursday, I believe it's at 8 o'clock, it's at the city commission wherever they meet. I'm going to be meeting with Ira, or at least speaking to him, as to when he needs the people that we're going to bring up there. We're going to bring some voices. You know, one of the things, I've been in front of commissions before. I did it with the city of Fort Lauderdale, and they take the little hourglass out or the sand falls through the phone.
Yeah, the minute or 2 minute egg timer.
3 minutes, the egg timer.
Yeah.
There you go. And as soon as that dings up, you're done. And there's so much to be said and so little time to do it in. So hopefully you'll get the idea. And, you know, we're going to be bringing a lot of people that were actually in the in-custody drug programs that have had the experience and have moved on from that and have restructured their life, recreated their lives, rebuilt their lives. And, you know, when they look back on it, just like our person who was speaking earlier, when they look back over the 5 years instead of the last 5 hours, they can see how instrumental that was in providing them the opportunity to get some foundation to go out there after custody and because they didn't know what path to get onto.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing, and here's this great vehicle in which you can get on while you're in custody that will help you at least show you a path that you can get on. And when you come out, obviously you have choices, and we all did. And you know, I don't know how many times I came out, I always chose the wrong path because it was the only one I ever knew, you know, and that's the thing. And it tells us in our literature about that way of life was the only one we ever knew. And we saw others that enjoyed life or did what we thought we could do with impunity. And we would try to do the same thing, and we'd get those oh-so-familiar results. Here we go again, baby.
And back in front we would go. It's just a matter of time. You know what I mean? Now, at least, hey, listen, I think, you know, I got two living examples. I know Danny went through it. You went through it.
Yep.
You know, you're both sitting here. I think this is your anniversary month, by the way, isn't it?
It sure is.
You know, we got a 12-year last month and a 12-year this month. You know something? That's a couple of dozen years we have sitting here than three.
Beautiful thing. Well, you know, last week I was sitting in the sound room when you were with the good judge, and I was amazed. And I got to take my hat off to you, John. You know, you went from Biscayne to behind a microphone. You know.
Well, I sometimes wonder.
I mean, it's such a short time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been very interesting, man.
And I was telling Judge Pollack that you know, I always have opportunity to speak with her, and I see her when she's got her robe on, she's doing her judge thing, and sometimes we have that personal time in which we can talk independently. You don't have to use the word judge in front of the name. And I was commenting on how many times I've seen you in all the wrong places. You know, I look up in halfway across the universe, and here comes John stumbling down the street. I'm like, you know, God has a sense of humor,
Absolutely. Isn't
he? But the miracle, the absolute miracle is, look at where you are now. And then again, where you could be going from here. And, you know, and that's the beauty of what we were talking about tonight, about how he is in control, and he's the pilot. And we need to just get on board and let him do the driving, because look at the possibilities. It's unbelievable. I get excited about it. You know, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And you're absolutely right, because I look around and I see it happening in front of me everywhere. I see it with my kid. I see it with Danny's kids. I see it with Danny. I see it with guys at his house. I see it with the guys, the few guys I know at your house, Joe M. from Philly, all of those guys. I see it happening all around me. It's a beautiful thing. I definitely want to make a mention before we get to, of course, John Henry on the phone, because John Henry is coming on now. But I want to mention that we had talked about Ira Still. And if you want more information on this and how you can get hooked up on Thursday, you can go to bacdl.org. It's bacdl.org, and, of course, www. And that is the Broward Association for Criminal Defense Lawyers, and they're going to have more information there. You can also call at 305-303-0853. If you would like to, of course, be a part of that to help the in-jail treatment programs stay open and help the commissioners understand that it does help people. So if you can be there, again, it's the BACDL.org, and that's the Broward Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys. And, of course, this is, of course, in regards to the in-custody jail treatment programs in Broward County Jail System. You can contact Ira at 305-303-0853. And, it, you know, it's a great mission, and we're glad that they're undertaking it because, you know, people need it. We are on to the next part of the show, and the next part of the show, of course, is John Henry. And John Henry is somebody that I have known personally for about 15 years. And I remember when I first met John, I had went into a place called, I'm not going to mention the place. It was a 12-step program down in Miami. And one of the things that John came in was very, very large and had a very, very robust personality. And you knew John came into the room, and then he told his story. And one of the amazing parts of his story was he caught a .22 bullet in his forehead, and he actually lived. And he went through this whole story, and then he talked about how no human power. And he used to tell me, John, no human power. And he was right. No human power was going to relieve my addiction. And John literally is a person that has, over the years, carried a message that's unbelievable. And today, he is a person that is, of course, of Mother Henry Productions. And he's going to get into more about recovery music, recovery events, Rally for Recovery. We're going to be talking all kinds of things. And we're going to go to the phone right now. John, how you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing, John?
All right, man. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, John. And always a pleasure to see you. And, you know, you have touched so many people's lives. You know, I'm in Broward County, and I do a lot of my 12-step meetings in Broward County, and everybody knows John Henry. And they know you in a way that you touch their lives in a personal, loving way, an effective way, and that's a beautiful thing. Whenever you can carry a legacy like that, it's just amazing. And I want to thank you for being on our show tonight. Absolutely. Tell me.
Okay. I've been working construction my whole life, and one of the older guys that works for me, he's not in recovery, and he'd always hear me on the phone talking to people that, like, never did what they were supposed to do. They didn't come to work, whatever it was. And he goes, and then you give them a job, and you move them into a halfway house. He goes, you're like the mother hen.
Mm.
So I thought that was
cute.
That's why I called Mother Hen.
And what is the, I mean, the production end of this? What do you do? I mean, as far as events and things like that, correct?
What I do is I'm a promoter. I hire bands and promote, the show myself because down here in South Florida, the music scene, I mean, there's a lot of bands that come down here, but there's a lot of things that happen that, you know, I find out the band didn't get paid, this didn't happen, and, you know, just like a lot of people don't come to Miami because of that. And I did a few shows, and they were successful, so I figured I'd pursue it some more because I love music, and I loved music when I was using, and I fell apart many years ago, and I didn't get to do that anymore. So when I got in recovery, I got back into it, and I enjoy it more now than I did back then. It was just a great thing.
And you find having fun in recovery, and that's, you know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight was, you know, we're not a glum lot. What can we do? It isn't just about going to 12-step meetings. Of course, that's a large part of it. If we're not doing that, we don't have anything. But there's also that part that, you know, we have to have fun with life.
Well, that's a big thing of mine. I might be a little overboard with it, but when I talk to people, I say, so what do you do? And they go, well, I go to meetings. I go, that's nice. I do too. And I said, well, we go to dinner. I go to dinner three times a day at least. And, you know, but I believe that somebody in recovery that's not enjoying their life and entertained is like on dangerous ground. And that's just my way of thinking. I talk to many people, you know, and they've got some time in recovery and they've done some good things, but they're bored and they're not happy with their outside life. And, you know, and I wrote myself a note because I definitely wanted to mention this. I don't suggest newcomers going to events alone at all.
Okay.
And always check your sponsor and, you know, your spiritual condition. But a lot of people in recovery go to a lot of events, and, you can Google Mother Henry and get in touch with me, and I'm always going to shows, and if I'm not there, I can tell you who will meet with you and be safe, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it gives people an opportunity to be interactive with people in recovery that are going to these events.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I interact with people who aren't in recovery, but I've been in recovery for many years, and I'm used to it. But sometimes there'll be people around me who aren't, and I'm like telling them, look, don't do this alone, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. And what is the overall census of what you've committed to? I mean, do people, when they show up, are they like, you know something, John, you're absolutely right. This is so cool to be able to do this and not have to use.
Oh, absolutely. But the biggest thing is most people, like I've even, they'll buy tickets to the show and they won't come. They get, you know, scared at the last minute. And I understand that. I understand. But once they go to a show and they're hanging out with other people in recovery and they see that they don't have to drink or drug to have fun, like a different world to them. And it's not just that. I mean, today I was spearfishing all day. I ride motorcycles. I do go to movies. I do go to dinner. You know, it's about staying busy in a healthy environment. You know, that's just what I believe.
And how long have you been acting this way?
Acting what way?
Acting in a way that you were talking, in a balanced, well way. Because it sounds like your life is very balanced, and, you know, that's what most people want to shoot towards, is you go to work every day. I know what you do. You're a tile guy. Is that correct? You do tile and marble, correct?
Tile's my main thing, but I'm a general contractor now, so I do it all. I have a partner with a DC license, so I do everything. But, yeah, my main thing is I go make a living.
Mm-hmm.
I go to meetings, you know, and then, you know, I'm about having fun because that's what I did in my life. I tried to have fun, and I wasn't healthy. I didn't know. I thought having fun was drinking and drugging and doing things that were unhealthy and to the extreme. You know, but it took my first 10 years in recovery to get like a healthy balance of how to make a living, how to have fun.
And since you've come to that, you're able to carry other people along with that and able to help them and nurture them through the whole process, just like Mother Henry.
I was drinking and drugging and things were crazy, I'd be saying, hey, this is how to do this and this is where to go, you know, and other people did that for me and I ended up in bad shape because of it. And this is the same way, only in a positive thing, you know. I mean, like I was at the convention. There's a Narcotics Anonymous convention this weekend. I was at the convention. You know, I've seen people, they're having a good time. And, you know, it's just like if you just go to meetings and go to eat, I mean, how long can you do that for before you've had enough? You get bored.
And you're 300 pounds.
Right, not just that.
Okay. 300
pounds, but you're miserable because that's all you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the beginning, I went to 3 or 4 meetings a day for my first 2 or 3 years, and I think that's great. You know, but after some time and you get some stability, you know, I feel like you should enjoy your life.
So you're saying there can be restless, irritable, and discontent in your recovery?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now, you know, I mentioned always check your spiritual condition. If, you know, I'm going to a show, and a lot of times I'll go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is an RN, and she might have to work and not go, or one of my friends can't go, and I go to a show. But if I'm not spiritually fit, things aren't well in my life, I won't go by myself. I'll either not go or I'll make sure that someone goes with me. I don't put myself in a position like that.
And in your recovery, I mean, you know, not to name drop, John, but let's name drop anyway. In your recovery, I mean, who are some of the people you have met since you've been sober?
Musicians.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
The only reason I mention that is because that's known, and you know, he's not keeping that a secret. So I'll mention the ones that are, like, announced that Art Alexis, lead singer from Everclear, hung out with him last year at the 12-Step Music Fest.
Nice.
Richie Zupa, Peter Tork from the Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them were, like, really nice people, really interested in, like, having a conversation and not stuck up and into the recovery and into helping people, which I really, you know, I thought that was cool. You know, instead of someone famous, you know, they don't have time to talk about anything, or, you know, because they're special. None of those people I mentioned were like that at all, and it was really, you know, it was really cool.
And when you see that, and you see that unfolding in front of you, and you can carry that message to somebody that, you know, there are people out there from Park Place to Park Bench that have this issue, and they can recover and be human beings and treat people like human beings. It's got to be a great message for you to be able to carry to people.
Well, I look at when I was new and how hard it was. So I've been clean over 21 years now, clean. And when I see somebody new and there's a crowd of people with a lot of time and there's someone there that's new, I kind of keep my eye on them and make sure that I go up and talk with them and make them feel comfortable, you know, because I feel like I was, you know, given a second chance, like you said. By the way, it wasn't a .22 caliber. It was a .25 caliber.
Oh, really?
And I'm the one that did it. I shot myself between the
eyes. I remember this.
My life was bad.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, God has, you know, we make plans and God laughs.
Absolutely.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, if you had followed through with your mission at that point, what would you have missed?
Absolutely. Right. So, you know, I feel like I've been spared, and it's my job to help others. And you know, the best feeling I've ever had is when I've helped somebody and later on down the road, be standing in the background and watching that person helping somebody else.
You know, I gotta tell you something. I have had, you know, in my reign of bouncing in and out and picking up, you know, enough white chips to pay Federal Highway with, my first sponsor was John Henry. And John Henry used to tell me, he used to say, listen, no human power is going to be able to do this. What do you think of that, John? No human power.
Well, I can remember when I went to the sponsor that took me through the steps, the one that I ended up staying clean with, and I said, I want you to be my sponsor. And they looked at me and they said, you're beyond human aid and nobody can help you. And what I thought that meant was I was going to be on the methadone clinic or something. What I found out is, you know, and I'm not going to apologize for this. It's all about God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we just had a guy on, his name was John Diven. He's from the Hanley Center, and he was talking about that and how we can look at God's fingerprints on everything that we look at each day and see that God does exist all around us. And John, we want to have you hold on the line. We're going to have to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with John about Rally for Recovery, which is coming up next weekend. And of course, John's going to be one of our guests while we're doing our live remote. So we'll be back right after this message.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
When you're ready for a major change,
makes a natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across the nation celebrating freedom from drug and alcohol addiction. We're going to be having one of the largest events in the country right here in South Florida on September 12th in Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. InTheRooms.com is sponsoring a 5K walk, festival, and concert featuring Richie Supa, formerly of Aerosmith, along with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend Eric Burdon and the Animals. The day begins at 8:30 a.m. with the walk and wraps up in the afternoon with some incredible music. Join us for a fun-filled celebration of recovery, Saturday, September 12th, the Rally for Recovery. For information, go online to rallyforrecovery.org. That's rallyforrecovery.org.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, we are here tonight on Sunday nights, and every Sunday night it's all about recovery, and we are hanging out with John Henry. And John Henry is, of course, a promoter. He is from Mother Henry Productions. And John is, of course, going to be a big part of the rally coming up. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir. Well, as big a part as they let me.
tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay, I'm really excited about this. Kenny from In the Rooms had contacted me to help them, you know, hire a band. And everybody I tried to contact, it's hard to get in touch with them. Themselves, you know, and there's just too much money, or they weren't available. Anyways, they got Richie Supa,
mm-hmm.
who's a singer, songwriter, guitar player, wrote at one time with Aerosmith,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen him before. He's great. He's a really good guy. Matter of fact, I saw him last weekend in a motorcycle event. He was helping people again,
mm-hmm.
and then Eric Burton, lead singer from Eric Burton and the Animals, who I've seen probably 8 or 9 times.
Yeah, he came. His first record was produced at the same time, right during the British invasion, correct?
Oh yeah. Oh, I believe his first big hit that everybody knows about is "House of the Rising Sun."
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so many funny.
That's amazing.
And he's a really good guy. He's really talented. I mean, I didn't even know him. I was at a show and he was wearing this necklace from the show, and he motioned for me to come to the stage, and gave it to me, signed the back of it, so I'm going to wear it, show it to everybody this weekend.
That's
next
cool.
weekend, I mean, coming up, and, you know, just hang out with people there. And it's rally recovery thing. It's celebrating, you know, recovery from alcohol and drugs and other types of addictions, and just a good place, I mean, for people to rally together to promote recovery and to show that, you know, we can do this.
And what somebody, I know there's some other homegrown bands in the area, too, are going to be there. Is that correct?
Yeah. I talked to a few of them, so I don't want to mention which ones because I'm not positive of which ones they are, but I know they are very good, and I think the event's going to take off around 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I think.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Go on until like 8.
Yeah, actually, what my understanding is that we're starting at 8:30 in the morning right after the walk. Yeah, it's going to start at 8:30. We're going to run until 4 o'clock. And when we get into, I think at 4, if I'm not mistaken, they had it running late at one point. And what they had to do is reduce the time because I guess there was some city ordinance things that they had to deal with. So they reduced it down, but it's going to be until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then from 4 to 5, I'm going to have you and, of course, Danny hanging out with me because we're going to be doing some interviews with the bands. So we're looking forward to, of course, doing that. And, of course, I want to have John Henry involved with that also. You know, we'll have some fun with that. And most importantly, what are you – I mean, when you go to a rally like this, you're looking to support, of course, the fund because if nobody knows about the fund, I'm going to explain it to you now. The $9 that you're actually paying towards this event is going for educational – purposes, and it's paid to, that donation is paid to a charitable fund that will help people with either treatment or educational purposes for addiction. Is that correct?
Yes. And, I mean, where are you going to, for $9, be able to see Richie Supa and Eric Burton and help others at the same time? I mean, if you don't go there, I would hang my head in shame.
I love it. Well, it's true. I mean, $9. Listen, John, $9 I used to spend on 79th Street in 3 seconds.
Oh, I remember seeing you there.
You too, huh?
I think I chased your truck down 79th Street a couple of times.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing, guys. I used to sponsor people I know. I'll see them standing on the corner.
Wow.
And, you know, it just reminds me of where I could be. But a lot of those people, like you, I see them doing well now, and it really does my heart good, and I hope to see lots of people at Rally for Recovery.
And, you know, I think that it's going to be a great turnout. I believe that there's a lot of people that have already pre-registered, but they're looking for more pre-registrations. Of course, they want to have as many people in that area as possible. And it's the same place that they have the Zeta Fest. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I believe it's the same place as Zeta Fest, but they have a lot of different shows there. Ultra was there. They move around but at Bicentennial Park, and then the other park that's right near there, I think it's on the other side of Bayside.
But Bayside Park, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you find Bayside, you'll find Bicentennial Park. It's right there.
Yeah, I think if you're heading north on US 1, it's just past American Airlines Arena on the right hand side. You can't miss it. There's a big anchor there.
That's it.
Yeah. So, and I like the fact that you know, there's going to be a lot of old timers out there, like you know, old people like yourself. I mean, old timers like yourself that are going to be out there.
I'm 54.
That's young, man. That's young. Listen, Chris here, 63.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm 54, and I just got back, believe this or not, a guy who was living on the street, no license, no car, no place to live, no family, no nothing. I just got back from England. I was over there for 9 days. I went over there for a concert. I saw 200 bands.
Wow.
While I was there.
Wow. What kind of bands? What were you saying?
Mostly punk rock, but some Eric Burden's original band, The Animals. Two of the original Animals were there, including Arthur Brown and the drummer. I believe he said he started the band in '54. I don't know.
Wow.
I'll have to ask Eric.
Well, that'll be one of those. You need to write that down. That's going to be a question on Saturday afternoon after 4. And when you were over there, what'd you do? I mean, what was some of the things that you did? And this is all cool stuff.
I saw the 200 bands in 4 days, and I went to meetings. I went to meetings in Manchester. I went to meetings in Blackpool, which is where the show was, and I went to meetings in London. And the people were great. The most years that anybody I saw over there had in recovery was 9. And I was kind of embarrassed to say that I had over 21. You know, I felt like I was boasting, but.
Well, again, you know, hey, listen, I think that what you carry to the equation, John, like I said at the very beginning of the show, is that, you know, you really show that we are not a glum lot. I swear to God, I love it. I love it. And here's something else that, you know, I look at this whole picture that's unfolding in front of us and about music and about having fun and all of those things. And you said it at the very beginning. You had a couple of years sober and you started to re-experience music and you started to re-experience those things and you had stopped doing it. I got to tell you a story. I had, back in the early 90s, I think I had seen Clapton probably about 11 times, and up until the early 90s. And then, of course, my addiction went rampant. And I didn't see another Clapton concert for probably another, it was 2005 or 2006. I seen them at the American Airlines Arena, and I was probably at that point, I had got sober in December of 2006. This was November, so it was actually before I got sober. I seen them for the first time in that time period. So I had stopped going to concerts. I had stopped doing fun things. I had stopped doing that. And then, you know something? I was sober a period of 14 months, and I got to go up to Manhattan, to Madison Square Garden, and watch Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton blow the roof off the place at 14 months sober. And I would have never done something like that if I was drunk.
But I had something going on where I couldn't leave.
You would have been there.
I would have been there. Matter of fact, I had someone who was going to give me tickets even.
Wow.
But I couldn't get away. But I had a really good thing happen last year. I got to hang out with just for a few minutes. He signed my ticket, and I got a picture of him and I with our arms around each other. Jack Bruce, the lead singer from Cream.
Well, okay. That's very cool. But I would have been throwing my headphones if you had said Clapton.
I got a short list. My buddy was at a meeting down there in Antigua, and he gives this guy a ride home from the meeting, and the next day he comes back to the meeting, and the guy says, do you you know who that was you gave a ride to? He goes, yeah, that was Eric. He plays guitar.
He had no clue who he was.
He didn't know who it was at the time.
Oh, my God, man.
He's listening. He's laughing right now. The guy, I'm not going to break his anonymity, but every time I see him, I laugh at that.
It's Eric. He plays guitar. If he only knew he had it in his car.
Right.
That's amazing. Well, hey, listen, John, you know, again, we are not a glum lot. We make sure that, you know, when people are around us, we try to have as much fun as possible. But, you know, something, again, it's about taking our recovery serious and making sure that we're on firm footing and that we're doing what we need to do and what's necessary for our recovery on a daily basis. So that way, when we have fun, we're not hurting people.
Absolutely, including ourselves.
Mm.
I was going to do something to promote unity and recovery down here in Miami. And last year, this lady, Dawn Wilder, beat me to it, thank God. And I tried to help her. That was the 12-Step Music Fest. That's where I met Richie and Peter Tor and Art Alexis. And they sat on the stage and told their story, and people hung out from all different fellowships. Everybody got along. No one said, are you this fellowship? I only go to that one or whatever. Everybody got along. New people and people with tons of time and bikers. I believe it was New Attitudes. It was like the security for the whole thing. And they really helped out a lot. I think they're going to be there at the Rally for Recovery doing security too.
Yeah, actually, I talked to Gino the other day, and he said he were going to be there.
Pitch in and do things together. I mean, that to me is a God thing, it's a spiritual thing right there. You know, people from all walks of life, like doctors, lawyers, trash man, electrician, roofers, whatever it is, people that work in treatment, all, you know, equal, going for one thing.
Yeah, I'd spoken with Gino from Alternatives, and I think it's the Alternatives Biker Club that's going to be there.
Right.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to seeing Gino and the guys down there and Scotty Watt and all those guys. I mean, they're all hanging out.
They're really
beautiful
people.
Yeah, they are great people. They're the bomb. Matter of fact, Scotty, I remember me and Scotty, when we first met each other, it was years ago, and he was one of those guys that I was scared to death of. And I'm not scared of much, you know what I mean? But when I looked at him, I thought to myself, man, this guy could eat nails. You know what I mean?
Never know, he might.
Yeah, you might. You're absolutely right. Well, listen, John, we definitely appreciated you coming on tonight, and we most importantly are looking forward to having you with us down at Rally for Recovery and to have you hang out with us and spend the day. And we'll get down there, and we're going to start out at we'll be down there around 11 o'clock with the truck, get everything set up, and we will be starting to go live at 1 p.m., and we're going to run all the way through until 5, and we're going to have lots to talk about. So, you know.
Beautiful. I'll come down early. Can I just mention the show I'm going to do right quick?
Oh, absolutely, man. You can mention whatever you want.
This is it's going to be at Churchill's Pub, 5501 Northeast 2nd Avenue, which is in Little Haiti, Miami.
Know it well. I used to live out back.
Okay. I'm going to have OPS. They're from Miami. The Ruins from West Palm Beach, and the headliner, Battalion of Saints from San Diego, California.
Wow, nice.
Punk band. They've been around, I think, since 82.
Wow.
And I don't know how many original guys, but I know it's the original lead singer.
And when is this taking place?
This is going to be Friday the 13th on November. November, Friday the 13th.
Nice pick there, John.
Yeah. And like people say, luck. I don't believe in luck. And if you Google Mother Henry, you'll see that. Or you go on Facebook, you'll see I'll be putting up posting things about it. And there'll be flyers at Rally for Recovery about it as well.
Cool. And when you come to Rally for Recovery, you're going to have to announce it. We'll make sure you give me a notice, and we'll announce it through the show. And, you know, I'm going to ask one more question before we go.
My hair?
Yeah, who cut your hair?
My wife.
Does she use a Flobee?
No, I do that. People that don't know me, I had a mohawk. It was like 13 inches. I just cut it off about a month ago.
So she did use a Flobee.
Yeah, no, she did. I wear a German helmet. She cuts around it.
I was going to ask you, you know, like when you get ready to go to one of these events and you have all of those nerves, because, you know, my stomach is a little nervous now, John. You know, as I'm getting closer, I got like this big thing. How do you get through that? One day at a time? One moment at a time?
You know how I look at it? I remember when you were using and you were going to buy your drugs, how you felt and the excitement of, are you going to jail or are you going to die?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
When I get those butterflies in my stomach, I'm thinking about, I hope the weather's good next Saturday.
Absolutely.
I hope, you know, this happens and all that. It's exciting. It's fun. It lets me know I'm alive, and I enjoy it. But, of course, I ask God to help and, you know.
Let the outcome be whatever it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. The best part is if I'm able to leave my ego behind.
Wow.
Then it really turns out good.
That's good stuff, brother. That's good stuff. I like it. Well, listen, I'll be definitely talking to you through the week. And in the meantime, you have a great night. We're going to have to go to our breakout.
Thank you very much for inviting me on your show. I appreciate it.
John, it's a pleasure.
God bless you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. And, of course, we are, of course, sitting here on WNN 1470 AM. We were just on with John Henry from Mother Henry Productions. And John Henry is, of course, somebody that has been around the recovering community for the last 21 years and is known all over the place. And we want to thank him for being on the show and, of course, bringing another look at what recovery is all about. You know, it isn't just, about, of course, it is about building a foundation, but it's also about having fun. And these are the things that we're getting ready to come up on. This is going to be a weekend that we're coming up on that's going to be all about fun. And what we're here to be able to accomplish is to have a safe, healthy weekend to promote unity and love for the people that might be watching. We might be the only literature that they will ever see of people that live this way of life. So let's stand up in unity, and we'll be coming up on that rapidly, and we're going to be talking about it all week. And, of course, I want to thank, John for being on the show. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to close out.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products, joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat.
Noble Life MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. Noble Life MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, Noble Life MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.noblelife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With Noble Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. On September 12th, InTheRooms.com and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be broadcasting live from the Rally for Recovery at Bicentennial Park in Miami, located on beautiful Biscayne Bay. If you didn't know, September is National Recovery Month, and there'll be events all across.